On the show today, we have CRM Next Joe Celeste talking about building your relationship with your members through technology. So check it out. And we're talking with Joe Celeste. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here and great to be talking about how, you know, CRM Next is helping credit unions around the world. I mean, now in 14 countries. So
wow.
It's just a pleasure to be here and continuing to do our work to help grow, you know, the engagement of members across such a wonderful group of companies.
Indeed. It's, well, before we dive into the interview, let's dive in. Give us the quick 411 on CRM Next. What's it all about?
So CRM Next is really bringing relationship back into customer relationship software.
I like that.
You know, a lot of people talk about the relationship, but in most cases, CRM is about managing leads and turning those leads into new customers.
Mm-hmm,
we
mm-hmm.
actually, we're about managing relationships.
Okay.
And getting the great products, you know, to members of the credit unions and growing the relationship, really not just understanding sort of that surfacey potential opportunity, but understanding what really fits and what gets utilized and making member service something where we bring you a real improvement to, you know, getting tasks done for you know, the associates being able to not just view things about the member, but to do more for the member more efficiently, and then free up time to have conversations, you know, really about what that member needs and to get more done for them and really, really support the relationship. And I think, you know, again, you know, a lot of people have heard of CRM. It's been around for a while. But what's very different, I think, is our depth of integration with back-end systems.
Okay.
The ability to avoid the problems that Wells Fargo had, where products are not getting fitted properly to customers, or maybe we'll talk about whether the customers...
I like that. Fitted properly. I like that.
So, but really where systems can make, you know, digital onboarding something that makes it easy for the customer to self-serve, but really also investing in assisted service and enabling the associated credit union to do so much more easily instead of screen hopping all over the place.
No doubt.
You know, one click, oh, I lost my wallet. Everybody's lost their wallet. We've got to look at, you know, how do we make it easy?
Mm-hmm.
How do we make it easy not to lose your wallet?
Right. How do we make it easy? Place. I can do that just fine.
Yeah, I think we all can. But, you know, how do we make it easy to replace a lost wallet? How do we make it easy to file a travel profile? How do we really give, you know, associates, you know, the ability to serve the member better and, you know, not make all those screen hops? So I think I've answered your question more. I mean, we're very proud to have some of the largest global banks on the platform.
Wow.
We're doing business in 14 countries.
That's awesome.
We have nearly a billion customers on the platform.
Oh, is that all?
It's a pretty amazing number.
Nice.
We broke the 800 million mark, and we, with the new relationship, we'll break the billion mark.
Right on.
Over a million bankers and credit union associates on the platform. So, you know, we've really had the opportunity over the past 10 years to really redefine what this customer relationship management software should be and how it really brings together a unified, you know, experience for the member, whether they're in a digital channel or transitioning into an assisted channel.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, you're talking the credit union wheelhouse right here, because we're all about relationships, all about service and just creating that deep relationship, going deeper than the transaction, so to speak. So that's our language.
you really look at member service and you think about everything we've done. And, you know, so I helped, you know, roll out mobile banking to 9 of the top 12 U.S. banks, many of the credit unions across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I was the CEO and founder of Claremail. And we really saw mobile as a way of extending access, you know, to your information, but also to send alerts to the member, right?
Yep.
So that people felt, you know, they worried less, right? That was really, if I had to say what mobile was really good at, it was really about people worrying less, and it was really about, you know, making it easy to get things done.
Yep.
We did a tremendous amount in mobile. You know, that device is pretty small, so we had to make task completion really simple, make a transfer easy, make other tasks easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how we all invested there, and that investment really didn't help associates support the member.
Right.
You know, in fact, many times it got easier for the member to do something self-service,
mm-hmm.
could do it in assisted service.
Mm-hmm.
CRM Next both supports those, you know, member onboarding and making it easy to take out the friction in a relationship. And I frequently talk about that as that's really the next wave in member services. We, you know, 1.0 was branch, you know, branch service, yeah. and traditional products. 2.0 started to be more products in more channels, but it feels a little bit like the Winchester Mystery House. You know, sometimes, you know, what goes on over here, you can't get to over there, right?
So yeah. there's,
and for many, many, you know, credit union members, it's not any easier to get another product from the credit union
yeah.
than it would be to go to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's scary for a credit union.
And yet member service is at the core of the credit union charter. So, you know, some of this is really looking at how do we take out that friction
mm-hmm.
you know, in, you know, onboarding somebody to a new product, knowing that member and being able to make it two questions, mm-hmm. three questions, and they've got that credit card, or two questions, three questions, and we're, you know, helping them fit them to a, you know, a HELOC or something else that
right.
they need a pre-approval on. So really taking out the friction, but making it, you know, frictionless when they're working with an associate, whether they started in a digital channel
mm-hmm.
and they now need help, or they're sitting down side by side. And I think at the core of what I think CRM Next brings uniquely to the credit union is this move towards something that I think we all see at Apple. You know, and when I bring up Apple, it's mm-hmm. because when you go into the Apple store, you know, there aren't that many products. You could have ordered them online.
Yeah.
But the Apple associate is able to sit down with you and work side by side. And it's very collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
There's no across the table. It's always side by side.
Yeah.
So the screens that an associate is using inside, you know, the branch, you know, really have to be something that can be completely transparent to the member.
Yeah.
They can sit there collaboratively and say, oh, I see you've got these. The system suggests
yeah.
that you have these other products.
Mm-hmm.
And really working collaboratively. And I think if I had to pick the biggest step change in removing friction, you know, it's going to be making it easy for things to start in one channel, work in another channel, the, you know, in a seamless fashion. But the other side of this is really going to be to change the way people feel when they come in. And, you know, everybody's talked about, you know, universal bankers or, you know, universal associates. And I think the measure of our success with credit unions is going to be a simple word change. When a member walks in the door today,
uh-huh.
most associates greet the member, can I help you?
Yeah.
I think the future is the member walking in the door and the associate saying, I can help you.
Ah.
Just a small change,
yeah.
but that's real promise that credit unions stand for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, underneath the covers, we have to make it easy for that associate to be able to help the member in anything that is needed. And that's really process automations, you know, that not just serve self-service, but serve assisted service.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can onboard somebody for an auto loan. Anybody can onboard somebody, you know, that there's automation that makes that easy to fit the right product to the member. And then to just, you know, not just view what the member needs, but to actually get the job done for the member.
Yeah.
Very seamless experience. And you know, that's why I bring up Apple, because, you know, there's been a lot of controversy in the world of financial services on whether or not the branch is going away.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no question that the Apple stores aren't going away, and that style fits not just credit union members who are millennials, right? Or, I mean, I think collaborative style fits everyone.
I agree.
Transparency in the relationship. And credit unions, more than any other institution, really, you know, plow back the profits to the member,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
A not-for-profit. But I think the other side of it is really, you know, now how do we make that a collaborative experience where we not only have millennial, you know, customers, but we have millennial workers.
Oh.
And the credit union, just like Apple, is recruiting digital natives. And they expect the experience of the systems they use not to be 14 screen hops, but it's intuitive. I mean, they're, you know, intuitive learners. They pick things up very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is that the credit union is able to really focus on teaching new associates about financial, you know, inclusion, about financial services, mm-hmm. or, you know, how they can work collaboratively with the member, not having to teach them systems.
Yeah.
You know, we should make those systems simple. We've done a great job in mobile making it simple on the customer.
Yep.
Now the trick is to make it simple for the associate to, you know, get a task done in a minute, mm-hmm. in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And turn that time back to, you know, building the relationship, asking the member about, you know, would they like to do a quick financial profile? Have they sat down with somebody to look at, you know, a retirement fund or, a college fund for their kids,
mm-hmm.
really helping the system lead them through a fitment process that they're really helping serve the member better.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why when we talk about bringing the relationship back into CRM, you know, I think financial products are very intimate, right? And it's not just what you have, but how you use them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really a place where, you know, you don't want to treat the customer, you know, the member as a lead, right? An opportunity. You want to treat them as, you know, as a relationship that we're constantly trying to see how we serve it, what products really don't fit them anymore, what products, you know, I've heard some great things about different credit unions, you know, repricing an auto loan based on a change in your credit
mm-hmm.
history.
Mm-hmm.
Yet giving back fees based on other things within the relationship. All of those tasks need to be really easy to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, you know, underneath the covers is some very simple drag and drop screen and process designers that help make that easy, you know, and make that automated. You know, more and more the goal is, you know, simplify the task, even though a lost wallet may go across, you know, one core like Symitar, you know, for, you know, for DDA, may go across another core for the credit card. You know, those different systems need to be orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the power of CRM Next is not just that it's, you know, a system that can, you know, manage a relationship in a lot of the ways that you think about, you know, what issues has the member had, you know, what other conversations have we had with the member, but really giving the associate, you know, a customer action center, a place where they can go and one click the 30 tasks they typically do with a member and get those done instantly through automation,
mm-hmm.
then have, you know, that time freed up, you know, to do the type of collaborative work that we're talking about.
Building the relationship. The way I see it, I also see it, Joe, is like it brings you closer to your money. You know, it brings you closer to your funds because, you know, back in the day, everything, you know, the bank or the credit union just seemed so distant. It was 4 or 5 blocks away, around the corner type of thing. Now everything is so close. I mean, we got, you know, your bank or credit union's right here, and I can check on it anytime. But then I think what you're talking about really complements all of that, you know, because when you go into the branch or the headquarters or wherever you need to go, and that relationship, it just kind of brings you closer to it and makes you more, I guess, I don't know, more intimate with it, for lack of a better terminology. But it's there.
Well, and it's really, I mean, if we think about the credit union in self-service, it's really hard to differentiate and provide service.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone's got it.
That's very much utility-like. And you know, and my experience with the credit union, you know, I won't give anyone a plug here, but when I got my engagement ring when I was in college, you know, that loan was from my credit union. I was working for the university, so you know, I joined the credit union. It was a great experience, but there was a relationship there, you know, that was really about a time of life, mm-hmm. and then, you know, children born and other things that became other times of life, and so you've got this relationship. And that's not just about self-service, right? That's about talking to someone, understanding more about my financial life early in life, and helping make good decisions. And I think that, you know, as we've done more and more to do digital self-service, and I think it allows the credit unions to grow their footprint, grow their reach, and the number, you know, 80% of interactions will happen on this device.
Yep.
But the 20% of interactions that happen, whether they be in person or on the phone,
mm-hmm.
are the real touch points that allow you to differentiate.
Yeah.
And, you know, the analogy that I can provide that I think everybody in the credit union space will appreciate is in the automotive world, you know, as Japanese cars started to rise, You know, it got very hard to differentiate, you know, hey, everybody makes a good car.
Mm-hmm.
Lexus understood that it wasn't just the sheet metal of the car, but it was around the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's an integrity and an assumption of integrity that members have of their credit union. And there's an assumption of service. And, you know, I think there's a huge opportunity for technology, not just to make self-service and convenience possible,
mm-hmm.
make the assisted service that members are looking for from their credit unit something that, you know, really does, you know, help the member, as you say, understand their financial life, you know, make good choices,
mm-hmm.
do more with an institution that they trust, you know, and, yeah. you know, at the end of the day, it's about taking out friction.
Yeah.
We all love Amazon, you know. I mean, it's really, you know, an interesting comparison. With Amazon, once you bought from Amazon one time, it's easier to buy from Amazon than anybody else.
Indeed.
Can we say that about our financial relationships? You know, is the best credit unions in the country, and I think every one of the people that listens to your broadcast wants to be the best, is the way that a member measures a relationship, you know, quality of service? And if it is, you know, is that friction that we're talking about a really important component of quality?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it easier for me to do more with the credit union than it is to get on the phone or fill out an app with Capital, right?
Right.
Is it, I need a card, if I need a mortgage, you know, we've really got to make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just, you know, more trustworthy, but I think easy is part of it too.
Well, because all those other people are making it easy too, so...
Talk about Rocket Mortgage. We believe it should be Rocket Everything.
Yeah.
Everything should have automation behind it, and we should make it simple.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean it's without service, right? So let's have a better car, but let's have a much more trustworthy dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a much more trustworthy service relationship, and really, you know, put the time into the relationship instead of putting the time into 14 screen hops because you lost your wallet.
I concur. You know? I agree. I agree. So, gosh, I think you answered all my questions, Joe. That was a great interview. That was perfect.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, you've got, you know, great listeners, and you know, we're very excited, you know, to really be of service. So I think, you know, our greatest goal is, you know, even though we've done well in 14 countries, you know, it really is constantly looking at how we take, you know, organizations like the credit unions across the country and truthfully the credit unions around the world.
Indeed.
And help them, you know, really compete, you know, in the efficiency they can deliver in doing something, you know, really, really well, but doing it easily.
Mm-hmm.
And really invest in the relationship and know the member, you know, expand the relationship with the member and always be there for the member with, you know, team members, you know, that are well-informed and able to help and get things done.
Indeed. I want to wrap up question here for you, Joe. Where can we find more information on CRM Next?
So you can come to crmnext.com.
Okay.
So it's sort of what CRM should be next. you can always do that, or they should all feel free. joe.selesky@crmnext.com.
Perfect.
I'm the CEO. I welcome anyone's email direct.
Right on.
You know, we're a very committed organization. We've got a wonderful team of 600 people, but you know, at the end of the day, the buck stops here. So always.
I love it. All right, Joe. Thank you so much. This was fantastic. Again, I love talking to folks like you because we're just making the whole financial experience that much better every day. So thank you for your hard work as well. So good job.
Thank you very much. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Having me.
And keep up the good work. All right.